I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby Jonathan here. Welcome to Laker Now with my co-host, Corey Harrison. I got Daniel Artest and Clipper Darrow. How's it going, man? How's your guys' quarantine going?
Quarantine's going good, man. You know, just maintaining, you know what I mean? Staying out the way, staying low, podcasting, just grinding, man.
What are you, Clipper Darrow? How's it going?
I'm not speaking to Laker fans right now, man.
I don't appreciate this, though. What?
I don't appreciate this. You know, it's 3-1 right now, okay?
Whoa.
So I don't appreciate this.
Well, he's a Spurs fan. Daniel Artest is
a Spurs fan. I'm with you, Daryl. I'm with you.
You with me?
Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Man, I thought you was a Laker fan.
Hell no, I'm a Spurs fan, if anything.
What you Spurs fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Say, man.
Daddy all fucked up.
Let me tell you how loyal I am. After this, Clipper Darrow, go and just Google me, say Daniel Artest Lakers. There's an article written by Eric Pincus that me and Ron actually had a falling out when they played against the Spurs that year.
Really?
When Ron tore his meniscus. Yeah, because I was going for the Spurs. And I was living with Ron at that time. Yeah, I'm Spurs Nation through and through, bro. Yeah. Like when Ron first got to the league, you know what I mean? I wore a San Antonio Spurs warm-up suit with the Chicago Bulls jersey underneath, man. You know what I'm saying?
This is
tried and true right here, man. Come on.
I forgot about that. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you why. Every time I think of you, I think of you know. You already know who I think of, and then when I think of him, I think of the Lakers. So you know. So my bad.
Yeah, you know, I understand. Ron is the Lakers. We get it. I understand. We're gonna do that.
Yeah, I can't stand y'all.
Yeah, we can't stand Clippers either, man. It's all good, but
the Clippers got me out of there in Game 7. In those playoffs though, when Chris Paul hit that big shot.
Versus
the Spurs in the first round. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings too.
Then we had Houston the second round, and then we was up 3-1. And it was, man, I was so upset.
Yeah.
Miss basketball. Clipper, what do you think about the season restarting?
Man, they got to take their time with it. They got to get these guys back in shape. They got to get some regular season games in. They got to make sure these guys is right, man. This can't be nothing to play with because, you know, these guys been off for 3 months, you know, 2.5 months, and now – you know, you don't want no injury. So they need a whole month to really get back in shape. I believe they should go, you know, at least two weeks of training camp and then 2 weeks of regular season games, at least 2 to 3 weeks, and then go into the playoffs. But honestly, man, I feel they should play out the whole regular season. But I mean, I know with this quarantine and time and everything else, it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what do you think about Daniels? What do you think about the season restarting? Are you along the same lines as Clipper Darrow?
Listen, as long as everybody's healthy and the NBA do its due diligence about, you know, bringing everybody back into the fold, restarting the NBA season, now I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? But if not, then if they have any apprehension towards bringing the season back, they should just stop. You know, health from the players, health for the staff is paramount. You know, we need to put that first instead of trying to, you know, just, you know, please us fans. You know what I'm saying? We should come last in this and just make sure that everybody is healthy and then they took proper precautions so we can get it going.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Daniel. Guys, health is first. And the playoff bracket, at this point, I want the Clippers to go on that side with Milwaukee so we can get the Clippers in the finals because I want the Clippers. Said it once and for all.
I'm telling you, man. Big Baby.
You don't want us, man.
Yeah,
he wants the smoke, man.
I want the smoke.
He wants the smoke, man.
You don't want us. Big Baby Jonathan talking that mess over there, man. But I believe, bro, you going home crying. You know that, right?
I don't know, because we got the last laugh, the last game. We got the last laugh.
But to them, it's 2-1. But if it was reversed and we said it was 2-1, they'd be
I'm gonna explain something to you.
Yeah.
I've been a Clipper fan 27 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1230 games has always been our downfall from day one.
Mm.
Always. So don't never get caught up. That was a 1230 game, y'all beat us. When we go back to 5 o'clock and 7:30 games,
mm-hmm.
we gonna tack that butt.
Oh man, I just want to beat the Clippers more than Boston, more than anybody in the playoffs. I want the Clippers, man.
The Clippers can win the next 3 championships and they still won't be
able to. But here's the thing though, if the Clippers do win, we gotta keep them under. We gotta be like, shake their hand, good job, congrats, and leave it at that.
I think this is what I feel, Clipper Darryl.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, huh?
This is how I feel about it. I just think these Laker fans, they just nervous about your Clippers. They scared.
Why would we be scared?
Because we want competition.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm a little bit shook
because you know they really wasn't winning a lot of games, you know, during that time and stuff until mm-hmm. the mid, you know, 2000s or whatever, 2010s,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they started coming on and stuff, and then y'all feel that heat, you know what I'm saying? Y'all starting to feel that heat. Y'all hear them footsteps, them Clippers coming behind y'all, and you know what I'm saying?
And everybody worried about the Clippers.
Y'all treat the Clippers just like how y'all treated LeBron before he got to y'all Lakers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I respected LeBron after he shut me up down 3-1.
Preach!
He came back and shut me up, and now he's Lakers.
Preach, Daniel, preach!
It is what it is, but here's the thing, though. If the Lakers do beat the Clippers, I don't make the excuses. Oh, Paul George was injured. Oh, Kawhi's this, Kawhi's that. And the media's going to make all the excuses. They're going to say something about the whole pandemic as an excuse. I already know how ESPN is going to work. You know,
they can't do that, though, but listen. I was asked yesterday, should they put like a marker on this season for anybody that win a championship? And I say, hell no.
Mm-hmm. This is gonna be a battle tested championship for anybody.
Yeah. It's gonna be listen, I think if anybody can win it now.
Yep.
We don't know who's in shape. Anybody can win it. Because there was a lot of players struggling
mm-hmm.
because of they ain't had no access to gym. It was a lot of players. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's different. Yeah, you can get in shape and stay in shape, but if you ain't getting that muscle memory on that jump shot or whatever, then it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt at the wrong time.
And you know there's a difference between being in shape and being in basketball shape. There's a totally two different things. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm out of shape, so I wouldn't know.
you better get your butt in shape, man. Get that heart pumping, baby.
Yeah. I'll play you 1-on-1 though, Clipper Darryl.
I'm all for that.
Say, let's go.
Now I'm gonna tell y'all right now, Clipper Darryl cannot play no basketball. I love basketball, but I can't play. That's why you always see me host events,
mm-hmm.
or I just commentate or whatever. I can't play a lick of basketball. Now, if you want to play some baseball or some football. Oh yeah, I can still do that.
Go ahead, Corey.
Clipper Darryl, so do you actually think the Clippers got a chance to win the title this year?
Yeah.
I'm being for real.
Yes.
Repeat your question. You was breaking up because of all that nonsense.
I said, do you honestly, legitimately think the Clippers have a chance to win this year's title? I got my audio turned up. I got a good mic. I know you heard me this time.
Okay. This is what I got to tell you, baby. The Laker era is over. It's Clipper time.
Big Ben, what you got to say to that, man? What you got to say?
Man, Clipper era is been over for a while, man. Ain't no worry about the Clippers. I want the smoke. You know why? I want competition. You know what I mean? I want to go through you guys, so when we beat you, I don't want to hear anything. From Clipper fans.
Hey, guys, it's the Steve Ballmer era. It's our time, baby. We got the logo, baby. The best consultant in the world, baby. Yeah. I'm telling you, baby. It's the NBA and it's fantastic.
Yeah, hey, but Jerry West is a legend though. No, like I'm keeping wondering. He got Kobe. He made moves. He's great at what he does. You know what I mean? So no hate on that.
That's why we're gonna win it.
We'll see, man. It's gonna be tough, regardless of anybody out of whoever play a format.
We'll see, man.
Okay.
I'm 100% confident.
Okay. I don't think nobody on that Clippers roster got any answers for AD.
Oh my AD who? The only AD I know is AD Dude, the plumber.
He the X Factor, man. Nobody got a chance. Nobody got a chance with him.
This is how I feel about it. I feel like the Lakers' road to the championship is easier if AD plays center. If they play center, I think it'll be easier. You know, absolutely. I think AD really needs to consider actually playing center full time and stuff. But the Clippers, listen, the Clippers from 1 to 10, they deep. Mm-hmm. They got two sets of starting fives, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they're on, it's gonna be tough to beat. You know what I'm saying? I think the only issue is the Lou Williams issue, because we've seen it the last time they played. But they were switching off, and then Lou Williams had to come out the game actually because they couldn't, you know, he couldn't really defend LeBron like that. I mean, who can? You know what I'm saying? So I think that they're going to have to really hire Lou Williams defensively. And also, when they're trying to set some screens, Lou Williams, he can't switch. He's going to have to fight through the screen. So he might get a little bit tired, but you don't want to create that mismatch. And then you need Lou Williams in the game during the crunch time because he's scary. You know, he closed games. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, from the Clippers standpoint, you know.
Go ahead, Clipper Darryl.
Hey, Big Baby.
What's going on?
When this is all over with, I'm going to get you a sponsorship.
Of to what? Krispy Kreme?
From Kleenex.
Hey, we're going to do that.
Wipe away them tears, baby.
Tears of joy. We're going to win this title, man. Yeah. We're going to definitely win this title.
Hey, when the Lakers win, I'm calling you. As soon as the Lakers win the championship, I'm calling you on Instagram. You know, you're gonna hear. From
well, they're gonna be sitting at the house, so you're gonna have time to be. Yeah. They're gonna be sitting at the house. Clipper Darryl gonna be right there in front of them on the couch.
But overall, man, it's gonna be interesting what the Lakers and Clippers do, man. You know,
man, I ain't going nowhere, baby.
Yeah, let me see. So LA Clippers,
quarantine all over again. Championship run.
But let me ask you this, Clipper Darryl. When you say it's a Clipper town, what do you mean like by that? But you know, I just want to get a little more in depth on that.
You know, let me explain something to you. We have a new regime now. We have a new look. Mm-hmm. We have a new ownership. It's a whole new feeling of being a Clipper fan now. So. What everybody thought about the Clippers in the past, look forward to a great future, man, because with Steve Ballmer at the helm, with this organization great from top to bottom, everybody's excited, man. There's no egos on this team. That's how I feel. So, you know, my walk has changed, man. Mm-hmm. You know, the other day I thought I was walking on, I thought I was Jesus Christ, man, because I was walking on water.
It was just kind of taking y'all.
So Clipper Darryl, as far as the time that the NBA has been out or whatever, how do you feel about the Clippers coming back after such a long layoff? You know, during this time, like I haven't heard really too much about you know, any of the players or, you know, or anything since the layoff. So what are you hearing? What do you think about how this is going to impact them restarting the season as far as a team wise?
I just think everybody got to get back in basketball shape. Everybody's in shape. Everybody's been working out. They've been lifting weights, doing their push-ups, probably running around the house, going around their courtyards, whatever they live at. They're definitely staying in shape. They know they have to do that. But like I was saying earlier with Daniel, you know, there's a difference between being in shape and being in basketball shape. So that's why you got to give everybody time. But they should be right back. They should be right back within no time, man. These guys are professional athletes, man. So their bodies are used to it, man. You know, just like he was saying how muscle memory about them shooting. So as soon as they get back in the gym, you know, they'd be back within a month. So you know, within a month, man, before the playoffs start, before the playoffs begin, man, I think everything will be all right.
These Laker fans are funny, man. I love the Laker fans. I ain't going to even lie, man. I do. I love them so much.
I don't know. I just feel like the Clippers, they have to win. It's not about chances. You guys got to win to even talk. Because I'm a – give you an example. I'm a Charger fan. Zero rings. Super Bowls. I still talk mess to Raider fans, Steeler fans, Cowboy fans. They always tell me no Super Bowl rings, so I'm just quiet.
I think this town is up for grabs.
But this
– mm.
Go ahead, Darryl.
And I feel that same way now,
mm-hmm.
because this is how I feel about it now.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you asked me that question,
mm-hmm.
and you said, why do I feel it's a Clippers town now? I feel that it could become a Clippers town because since Jeannie Buss has owned the team,
mm-hmm.
and Steve Ballmer has owned the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
what have they done? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on an even slate. Mm-hmm. All them championships before mm-hmm. was Jerry Buss's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What have Jeannie done? What have Steve Ballmer's trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You can see the growth. You can see the growth that the Clippers have begun. That's why what Daniel said earlier, man, you know, Laker fans, are y'all scared this year? Y'all really scared. Y'all, we ain't the same old Clippers. Y'all know that. So that's why y'all talk a little bit more mess, you know. And, you know, and I always throw up them 16 championships. But them 16 championships don't mean nothing.
But they got to put them up whenever they come to town. When it's the Clippers game, there ain't nothing but jerseys. They ain't got nothing up there.
They got stuffy banners.
Oh, we going to get some.
We got to put the banners up and everything.
We going to get some.
Hey, Darryl, I want to know.
Let's start. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wanted to know about that. Like, how do you feel about that with the Clippers banners, you know, covering the Lakers stuff? Like I thought that was a pretty cool move because you can't go into no damn road arena, mm-hmm. and, you know, you see another team's, you know, garments up there like that. So I understand it, but like how do you feel about it? I always wanted to know that.
I never cared. It didn't bother me at all. I mean, because, you know, I grew up, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, my mama, my daddy, everybody in my family, my kids are Laker fans. So there's nothing that I can do about it. The Lakers are here to stay. But now what I do see is that I see the push since Steve Ballmer has owned the team,
mm-hmm.
and what he is doing for the Clippers organization of buying the Forum now. He just bought the Forum. It was in the way. So now he's going to build a new arena down the street from the Forum.
Hmm.
So those are steps that we're taking to make this organization. I mean, the organization has changed from mm-hmm. top to bottom to, man, I mean, it's so sensational, man. I mean, the communication, you know, the respect. I mean, people are excited. Like, you know, the sales team to the janitors, they're excited to work for the LA Clippers, man. You know, he's continuing to even write checks to his employees right now during this coronavirus.
I mean, you know, he has, I mean, that's the least he can do with that right there. You know,
but what I'm saying is that he don't have to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as an owner, you can always say, hey, I'm going to furlough everybody. Everybody go get some unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, mm-hmm. no, I'm going to take care of mine.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't, you know, because, you know, hey, just because he worked 40 to $60 billion, mm-hmm. that don't mean he just want to waste his money out there either. But he's smart with it because he knows if in order to win a championship, it takes a village
mm-hmm.
and it takes mm-hmm. camaraderie. And mm-hmm. it comes from the sales team. It comes from the front office. It comes from the ownership, then it trickles down into the players, man. And when the players feels love from the organization, bro, they play hard, man. They fight for you, man. It's just like having that best friend you got love for, and you see him in some trouble, man, you're going to go help him. That's just, you know, same situation.
This is how I feel about it. I feel like once the Clippers get that arena, man, like, you know, there's going to be some state-of-the-art stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That arena is going to be probably the best arena in the league. Like,
you know, already know that.
And then, you know, the facilities attract
– I've seen it.
Know, the facilities attract players. So I think that this actually might be beneficial mm-hmm. for the Clippers to move out of Staples and get their own – their own thing going on and stuff.
Get them out.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think? I think
it's gonna be real nice because
because
from what I understand, from what I saw, from what I seen, it's gonna be an arena. It's gonna be an arena. The practice facility is right. The practice facility is right next door to it. Mm. And then I heard it's gonna be. He's thinking about doing a community center right next door to it, bring the kids in before they can play the AAU teams and stuff like that.
Mm.
A little smaller arena.
So they're not thinking about tearing down the Forum.
No, the Forum's gonna remain there.
Okay, for sure.
That was just in the way of building his dream. So he's not gonna tear it down.
Hey, one thing Steve Ballmer has, he's not conservative. He goes for the home runs. That's some GMs are like, oh, we'll just be conservative. We'll go through the draft. Some GMs just swing for the fences, hit home runs. That's why I like GMs like that. You know what I mean? They hit home runs. Cause my chart, I know it's not football.
And that's what
it's not a football channel, but my Chargers owner Dean Spanos, I don't like him. He's conservative. He doesn't like to go for the big players. He just stands back and lets the team go into shambles. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's why I like GMs that are aggressive and like to make the big moves.
So my question for Daniel. So how do you feel about?
Oh yeah.
The Spurs mishandled Kawhi, and then he goes to Toronto, and now he's with the Clippers.
I think that was a Spurs fumble. They could have worked that out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know the insides or whatever. I know that, you know, Kawhi got that uncle that makes crazy demands and stuff. But I thought they could have worked that out. But I mean, if a man says he's injured, then you got to believe him. You know what I'm saying? And too much, you know, talking between, you know, Tony Parker, you know, that was the reason that pretty much pushed Kawhi out of there. You know, Kawhi, as good as he is, he's not one of them. He's not the Spurs' big three.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Kawhi did what he had to do, and for the best of his career, he has like a tendon that's connected to his thigh. That's a crazy injury. I don't think this is why I think the Clippers got to make the push for it now, because I think Kawhi is really his career is going to be like going down real quick in about 3 years, 2 to 3 years. So this is why I think that right now is the Clippers' time right now to win, to get a championship in there, or else it's going to be something different. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, like I said, Kawhi, he did what he had to do. And, you know, he goes to Toronto, he wins a championship. And, you know, now he's in L.A. He's back home, you know, where he's from or whatever. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But it didn't bother me as a Spurs fan, though, to be honest. And, listen, I'm not loyal to a player. I'm loyal to the team. So, shit, if Tim Duncan would have had that situation, I would have been like, you know what? So, whatever. Bye. It is what it is. We can rebuild and – you know, and come back even stronger. It's going to be tough, but you know, I think that it's tough. But we got some good players. We got, you know, DeJounte Murray. You know, I wish we can get DeMar DeRozan out there. I like DeMar DeRozan, but he can't shoot threes. And you know, what I mean, this era we need 3-point shooters. So I kind of like hope he opts out his deal or something like that. You know, what I mean, when the time come, you know, what I mean. But you know, that's just a fan of me speaking. But he's a good player though, at the same time, but. You know, it really didn't bother me. I was like, listen, you know, knowing me and having a brother that played in the league for so long, that I understand, like, you know, hey, you come first. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, these owners will Carmelo Anthony you when they don't need you no more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right, I totally agree and what Kawhi did. But as a fan, it's like, you know, hey, it is what it is.
So, Clipper Darryl, so have you ever you know, met with Kawhi yet?
Of course. I mean, you know, of course, when he became a Clipper, man, you know. But see, my thing is, man, I deal with guys mostly on the off season, man. I let them do their thing during the season unless they call me up and invite me somewhere to go somewhere or something like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, me and Daniel know how these guys are, man. They concentrate on their career. And what they got to do during the season and during the summer, man, that's when you could do all the hanging out. But Kawhi's a nice guy with his family, to his girl, to his mama. You know, he has a good surrounding, man, and they're loyal to him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was surprised he had a kid, though. I didn't know he had a kid and he was married, though. I was like, that's, he did that in this social media era in the NBA.
He got two of them.
That's, dang.
See?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I didn't know that either.
Kawhi Leonard got two babies.
And his girl's not on social media, nothing. So that's a good thing. I mean, I know his whole family, his aunties, all of them come up to me and talk to me at the games and stuff like that. I mean, we have great conversation. But see, I don't get into it's two things that I've always learned by having celebrity friends and athletes for friends.
Yeah.
You never bring your friends around and you don't ask for money. You got friends for life, man.
Exactly. He hit it right on the head, man. 100% facts right there. It'll work out for you in the long run.
Go ahead, Plumdale. Because your friends get you all caught up in this business, man. They ruin your friendships, man. They do stuff. They ask for stuff. And then you caught up because you brought them to the party. And that's why, when I go to a party, man, every time Daniel sees me, man, I'm by myself, man. I don't have a, if it's somebody with me, if I'm bringing somebody, y'all going to know, this is my dude. I could, we looking out for each other. That's how it is.
Hey, y'all gotta see Daryl. Y'all gotta see clip of Daryl in the party.
I see the videos we posted. Him dancing. I see you dancing.
High energy.
Yeah. But so tell us your relationship with Snoop Dogg. How is it? I see you guys just going back and forth on social media.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh. Me and Snoop's a diehard Lakers fan, and I'm a diehard Clippers fan, so we go at it. Mm-hmm. And every time the Clippers do something, of course, he going to reach out to me. And every time the Lakers say something, because y'all know my reaction when we got Kawhi and Paul George. My first post was to Snoop, because I knew. Because he kept telling me, y'all ain't getting me, Daryl. Y'all ain't getting me.
Did he ever own up to that bet?
He ain't owned up to it, man. You already, Snoop's supposed to wear my suit, man. And he always makes excuses. The Taylor's been trying to get over there to him. Now he got a big excuse because nobody could come out because of the coronavirus. But, but before that happened, he's just making excuses, man. You know, it's Snoop, though, man. He can make excuses, I know he got love for me, though.
Yeah.
He gonna eventually do it.
I heard. I think this was on Corey's podcast. Didn't you have like a Clipper car, a new Clipper car coming out?
Ooh, yes, really? Sir.
Tell us a little bit about
that. Yes, sir. Hey, man, I can't tell you about it, man. You got to stay back and you got to sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, baby. It's gonna be real nice, man. I'm putting it together, man. It's painted. It's gonna be painted the Clipper colors into the interior, to the rims. Got special features that's gonna be a part of it and stuff like that. So it's gonna be real fun, man. But I'm gonna let y'all reveal it out. I'm gonna let y'all put it on your show, man, because I like you guys. I like what you're doing.
I'm a miss the BMW though, man. That's my favorite type of the BMW too, man. You know what I'm saying? I used to have the 2001 750 Li, man. You know what I'm saying? That was like one of my favorite cars right there, man. I love those BMWs. Them BMWs, they're like Hondas, yo. They last forever.
But I still got the BMW. It's still a BMW. I just got the bigger body one. I got a bigger, better year, so that's all.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I gotta stay with. I love BMW.
Yeah,
I mean, BMW is my,
cars.
Definitely, man.
For me, like regardless about how I feel about the Clippers, I feel like, and I think anybody can test this as far as like a basketball standpoint. I feel like Steve Ballmer that Clippers organization, Kawhi, everybody is doing everything the right way. I mean, I think everybody can agree with that. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of who you're a fan of, I think that they have.
That's why y'all scared.
Ain't nobody scared of the Clippers, man.
They got some stability over there, man. But I think that we still got the best roster. We still got the best roster.
Ain't nobody scared of the Clippers, man. Like, I want the competition for good for the game. You know what I mean? Good competitive basketball. You know what I mean?
Front office can't play games. Steve Ballmer ain't gonna get out there and play games.
Nah.
Doc Rivers can't get out there and play.
Nah. What up, Dre James? What's going on?
Dre, what up? Happy birthday, Dre. Happy birthday, Dre.
Happy birthday, man.
Hey, somebody call 911, man. Corey and Jonathan needs help.
I'm going to play this back when the Lakers win the title. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, we
y'all will never win a title, baby.
Okay. We'll see about that.
You want to put something on that?
Ooh.
Hey, what we going to put on it?
I'll wear a Clipper hat if
what we gonna put on
it? The title.
Nah, that's too easy.
How about a jersey? Hat. I'll have a jersey.
Nah.
Huh?
You got to be extreme.
Like, what are we talking, man?
A Clipper design garment. Logo in my head.
You got to throw the garment on.
Do you have a do you live at you live in California, right? Yeah. Big Baby Jonathan?
Yeah, I live in Riverside
County. Okay, that's going to be perfect. Now, I'm coming to your house and we're going to do a photo shoot with you in my Clipper Duro outfit in front of my car.
Hey, all right, I'm with it.
And he got to leave it on. And he got to leave it on his like his profile pictures
for a month or for a year.
No, for until the NBA season starts back up again.
Okay, and then, I'm with it.
Oh, okay,
I'm with
it. You got to put LA Clippers in your hashtag, like up like where you got Lakers at. You got to put Clippers in there too. You got to be a dual fan.
Okay. Okay. Bet's a bet, man. You know. And then if the
Corey,
Lakers,
Corey, what about Corey?
Yeah. What about me? What are we talking?
You got to wear the whole
Clippers. Hey man, I ain't coming to Texas, man.
Hey, Texas trying to steal Clipper Darryl, y'all. They trying to steal him. They trying to steal him. Did he tell y'all that story? Because I know he was on that show. Oh, so what? When I did my interview with Clipper Darryl, I did my research on the bus. You know what I'm saying? I knew everything. I knew about the ride. I knew about the flight in Phoenix. You know what I mean? I knew about the flight. You know what I'm saying? I knew about how Mark Cuban tried to buy him out from his Clipper fans and make him work for Dallas, go move his whole family out there. You know what I'm saying? And he said no. I don't know how much they try to offer y'all, but if you double it, then I'll probably be out there like this. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, what about the bet? What if the Lakers win? What do you got? Do you got to wear my big baby jersey?
I could do that.
Yeah, and just put Lakers are the best team in LA, and they run LA.
Ooh,
they definitely run LA.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got to post that.
Yep.
Okay, that's on.
Yep.
That's gonna be tough, man. That's gonna be tough.
Yeah. What's so funny, like, all this time I've been a Laker fan, when, you know, they talk about the Clippers, I mean, they've always been like the afterthought. Like, we're actually talking about the Clippers actually possibly in the playoffs winning the championship. Like, I've never thought that we've ever been ever talking about something like that.
Never thought.
Exactly. Toronto was crazy.
We didn't think Toronto was going to win the title last year. You know, that's crazy.
They wasn't until people got injured.
Well, they're like, they was KD away from getting swept.
Yeah, I totally agree on that one.
If KD was a healthy KD, a healthy Clay, they would have buried them in four games easily. But
I'm going to ask Clipper Darryl this. Do you think Magic Johnson ruined Kawhi's chances to go to the Lakers?
Magic Johnson ruined a lot of stuff for y'all. You know, Magic is for Magic. And what's wrong with Matt, to me, Magic is almost a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Magic likes the attention on social media. Mm-hmm. Magic likes the people around him. So that's what his problem is. Mm-hmm. Instead of just being Magic. He don't realize that he's Magic. Sometimes I think he don't realize that he's Magic Johnson. He don't have to do the stuff he does. You know, like when he quit, like when he retired and left the Lakers, you know, right before a game, he just calls a press conference and just does it. You know, why would he do that? You know, so, yeah, I mean, I just feel like Kawhi is a soft-spoken guy, but honestly, I don't feel that Magic messed that up because I don't see Kawhi matching up with LeBron to go win a championship because it won't be his championship and it won't be his team. Mm. It won't be, you know, because Kawhi is not a selfish person. He don't have no ego in his thing. But you automatically know who's the best. What makes Kawhi good is that he picks his spots. Mm-hmm. If Kawhi gets on his spots, he's shooting the ball. Mm-hmm. If Kawhi's not on his spot, he passes the ball. You give him his spots, man. He's a good player, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And then he can shoot, and he can shoot the three.
Yeah.
He's just quiet. He's not flamboyant, and he's not on social media. That's why he don't get the praise that he gets.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, so you know, but Magic, you know. Magic gonna be Magic. Magic, that's how he is, man. You know, and I've learned to accept it. You know, but at the end of the day, though, man, you know, players now with people like Kawhi and people like Paul George, they want to play against LeBron because they want to beat LeBron to show that they're the best.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You said it because on my other podcast, Big Baby John, the Sports Podcast, I'm by Isaiah on, and I told him that I think Kawhi's gonna be a Laker once LeBron retires to team up with AD. That's what I feel. What you think? You don't think so?
Nope.
I didn't catch that. What you say, Big Baby Johnny?
No, I said I feel like Kawhi's gonna be a Laker once LeBron retires.
Oh no. Nah. Never. That'd never happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't say never.
I wouldn't see that.
I wouldn't say never because I feel like he probably would have if it wasn't for Magic.
No.
Capital N E V E R, all caps, exclamation points, exclamation points, exclamation points, exclamation points. I'm telling you.
Tell me why they only signed for 2 years.
Oh, because they'll be at that big money.
See.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it kind of funny.
No, because Kawhi is smart. He went in, he knew Paul George had 2 years left. He knew, and he said, let me go this 2 years. And then what he can do, he can get the Supermax all over again and max him out. Now, is the Supermax going to be available with this quarantine? I mean, by the following year, hopefully, you know, the money get back up again, you know. But right now, it's bad for everybody. You know, I'm glad nobody's going to be a free agent this summer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not even
Anthony Davis. Yeah, Anthony Davis need to opt in because if he opts out, man, he ain't gonna get no $30 million. I tell you that right now.
Hmm.
Somebody gonna offer him $100 million, $100 million for 5 years, or they gonna, you know, 4 years or whatever. They're not gonna give, because you know he wants to be that guy. See, to me, I feel it takes a team effort to do whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a talk show, life, business, whatever you do, it takes a team. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's no I in team. And when Anthony Davis gets that in his head, that hey, I need LeBron, I need these other guys to make me better. Because to me, you had a team over there in New Orleans, and you couldn't do nothing with it. You had a solid team. Now, to me, if Anthony Davis would have stayed in New Orleans with Zion, oh man, bro, oh my man,
yeah, it'd been crazy.
It would have been crazy. Yeah.
It would have been real crazy.
Yeah, man.
But you know, people.
So go ahead.
But people want to look at it. He wanted to look at it, saying, "I want to come to LA. I want to get bigger endorsements, whatever." Bro, one thing I've learned about endorsements now: as long as you got social media, bro, people, you're gonna get sponsored. You gonna make big money.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And shoot, when I don't know, man, that AD Zion tandem would have been crazy.
Yeah.
And they would have attracted players to go play with them because they were going to be on national TV a lot. They would have definitely attracted.
Come on now. Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's crazy. That team is crazy. With them too?
Was Zion Williams team in the Pelicans? Yeah.
So Daniel, I got a
question. Zion Williams is talented, man. He's a feature.
I got a question, Daniel. So like this, let's go back to how Zion even landed with the Pelicans. So all summer we're thinking that Zion was gonna get drafted by the Knicks. Like everybody, every analyst thought that they was gonna be, and even it is reported that the Knicks was even tanking to draft Zion. So how do you feel about how that all went down, where that ping pong ball actually went to New Orleans and they was able to draft the number one draft pick?
I was surprised. I also laughed at the Knicks fans, so I wanted a little. I like seeing the Knicks suffer. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you why I like to see the Knicks suffer, because they don't know what they be doing over there. You know what I'm saying? They make horrible decisions. You know what I'm saying? You got an owner that meddles into affairs and stuff that's always in the way. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? Maybe listen, they would have traded Zion in a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? That's like, look, think about it. They traded their franchise player in Porzingis. You know what I'm saying? For what? Because he didn't want to get along. I mean, because he was mad and he asked for a trade. They didn't want to work it out, so they just trade him. They would have messed it up. They would have messed it up. So I'm glad that Zion's in a situation where he can develop as a player. He can take his time. He ain't worried about nobody forcing him back and stuff. And, you know, and I hope that RJ Barrett also, you know, he does well there. I hope that he also realizes, like, hey, this franchise is horrible and that, you know, I can get out of there, because the Knicks is just looking real crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, I mean, that's what the fans, they support it. They don't do what the Laker fans did and started protesting or whatever. They, you know, the Knicks fans just taking its stride.
Got a question. Do you think Spike Lee should opt out of his fan contract and go somewhere else?
Nah, Spike Lee can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Like when you look at fans, you got Jimmy Goldstein, you got your man from Toronto, you got Spike Lee in New York, and we got this gentleman right here on the side of me, Clipper Darryl. Like, you know what I mean? These fans are these super fans are there. They're known. They're staples in that fan community. So now I wouldn't want Spike Lee to go somewhere else. What the Knicks should have did that day. Mm-hmm. Was like, hey Spike, you know, we can't let you in here no more, because this is a employee entrance. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go through the other entrance. So this is just new policy. And then, you know, keep, you know, forwarding the emails to his people to let them know, like, next time, you know. But they wanted to do that crazy NYPD crap they be pulling in New York and stuff, and just want to be super aggressive. And this didn't even have to happen. You talking about somebody that paid tens of millions of dollars tickets, and that's how you treat them? You couldn't even give them like a not even a warning, but just like a just give them notice saying like, hey Spike, you know, you could have let him in that night and be like, and then have your supervisor go and be like, hey Spike, you know, this is the New York Knicks organization. You got to use the regular entrance, the VIP entrance. You can't come in through the employee entrance no more, because it's policy and it's actually dangerous. You know what I'm saying? And then they could have went about it like that. But, I mean, they had to be super aggressive. And then now you possibly need a bigger fan.
Hey, Daniel, did you know the reason why they did the VIP entrance now? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
The reason why they do the VIP entrance now is because they have a lot of celebrities that come through, right? Mm-hmm. So they allow people that get paid, I mean, to pay to watch the celebrities come through.
Yeah.
So that's why they do it. So now you could get in the celebrity role and watch all the celebs coming in and out, get your autographs, take your pictures, or whatever you got to do. Yeah. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Now, you know what I'm saying? That's what I heard about. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
that's New York basketball for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why in New York, a lot of people was gravitating to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? It's different over there. It's more cool and stuff. That's why KD and Kyrie didn't come to the Knicks. I think KD didn't go to the Knicks because of the media. He can't handle that. That's just my opinion. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
No, I think Dolan had a little bit something to do with it too, though, man. I couldn't play for Dolan because Dolan, you know, he's, you know, to me, when you get yourself, when you start kicking people out and kicking fans out because they say sell the team and you take away their season tickets. And I mean, when you do stuff like that, man, that's all about control.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I feel everybody has a freedom of speech. Everybody, exactly. You know, everybody's not going to like you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not going to like you. You know, somebody, you just got to live with it, you know?
Mm. That's 100% right there. It's definitely 100%.
So, as a Clipper fan, I know that y'all had your situation back in 2014, and seeing something that goes on with this other franchise. So, do you have any? I guess as a fan, how was you able to overcome that situation that happened with the Clippers organization? Because it's been easy for you, like, you know what, this situation, I don't want to deal with this no more. I can just, you know, I just watch games from afar. Like, I don't want to be associated with that. And I'm talking about back when the owner was released from the franchise.
You know, my thing was, I've had the chance to talk to Donald Sterling. I had a chance to sit down with him. Donald Sterling gave me his court-sized seats. Donald Sterling put me on a team plane. Donald Sterling put me, you know, I slept in the Ritz-Carlton and go to a game 7 in the playoffs. So the man that I know wasn't that man. But this is what I tell everybody. You know how you have that uncle, that one uncle that comes over to the house and says everything that's comes up on his mind? And he talks shit to everybody. He just, you know, he just goes all, he's all over the place, but he's funny.
Yeah.
Everybody got that one person in their family, right? Donald Sterling is that person. The reason why I wasn't mad at Donald Sterling was one reason. He said it to his mistress.
Yeah.
And when he said it to his mistress, who has who records a conversation and sells it to TMZ? This is supposed to be the woman you love. So that's why I'm saying, because you can take a lot of stuff out of context, you know, because if you notice, we never heard the whole conversation. We just heard bits and pieces of the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he said he pays them, you know, he clothes them. Yeah, but that's what, he's in an argument with his woman. You know, how many times you say something to your girl that you really don't mean, but you said it and you have to apologize later. You say something to your best friend. This is something that you do on a daily basis. We fight. I had the biggest fight with my organization, you know, but I've learned in life is that you have to forgive to forget, you know. I can't look back in the past and say what they did to me before. Well, people, you know, everybody.
I'm here.
You there, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
So we got some technical difficulty, guys. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, I can see you. What's going on? I can see you.
Yeah, I can see you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're good.
Having trouble.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Bye.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. You can hear me, Clipper Darryl?
Technical difficulty. So, when that situation gets taken care of. So, Daniel, so tell us about the Spurs. How do you think they're going to do next season?
We're going to be regular. We're going to be very pedestrian. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want us to, like, you know, tank a little bit so we can get a good traffic. And I think we need to reboot. We got enough young guys.
Yeah.
I think that we need to just start over real quick and just do a little rebuild and stuff. So that's my opinion on the Spurs.
Do you want to get rid of Aldridge or keep him?
I mean, listen, I like Aldridge a lot. I just think that we need to just go younger real quick, man, you know. And listen, Aldridge, he's a good player too. He could definitely help a contender, you know. Like, shoot, just think about it. If Aldridge was on your before a couple of years, I'll go back again. Just think about it. If the Lakers can get Aldridge at a low deal, like, crazy,
Yeah,
you know, let him, or even if Aldridge goes to the Clippers on a low deal, like, he needs to be on a contender. You know what I'm saying? He don't need to be trying to be a rebuild. You know, you want to win a championship or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Might as well just, you know, I guess go for one. I don't know.
We got Clipper Darrow back on. How's it go? So go ahead, Clipper Darrow. What were you saying?
Okay, so I was saying, I mean, we all have that person in our lives that come to the dinner tables, come to Thanksgiving, come to family gatherings, and always that's all he do is talk mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Donald Sterling is that type of a dude. You know, he's at an age where he just says what's on his mind without thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's an older guy. You know, everybody want to say he has a plantation mentality. Yeah. But my thing is, if you listen to the conversation, right, he kept telling the girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the tape, if you ever have a chance to go back and listen, he kept saying, I don't want them people to keep calling me. Them people, right? Who are them people? I feel them people were the people that he associates with that's calling him saying, hey, why is she out here with Magic Johnson? What's going on? What's happening? You know, and with your relationship? That's who I want to know who them people that he kept talking about. That's the only thing that I want to know who them people was.
Mm.
But overall, man, I mean, to me, I mean, come on, as a fan, bro, he gave me his courtside seat. The LAPD commissioner came to me, you know, Steve Soboroff, and gave me his seat and said, mm-hmm. Donald said he wanted you to sit in his seat tonight. He wanted you to be his guest in his seat. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's my first time ever sitting on a wood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't, you know, people want me to say bad things about him. I can't, you know. Yeah, they treated me bad at one time where I had a fight with them. They was trying to take my name. But I just feel it was people that was in an organization that was hating on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they satisfied the situation. I mean, it only took 6 hours for them to come back and apologize to them, you know? So my thing is, you have to forgive to forget. In order to move on to your future, you got to forgive the past. And I forgive them. It's like when you have a fight with your best friend, with your girl, with your cousin, whoever it is, mom and dad, you know, you forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and if this world did that, we wouldn't be in the situations we are in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Go ahead,
The situation that we are in right now is actually quite crazy. Mm-hmm. Quite crazy. Mm-hmm. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, it's definitely crazy.
So how you feel about Shelly Sterling being been called the number one Clipper fan?
Hello?
Still there, Clipper Darrow?
We got technical difficulties again, guys. Sorry about that. But, yeah, so do you think Greg Popovich is going? Oh, go ahead, Clipper Darrow. Back on. We can see you. Can you hear us? I don't think you can hear us. But we're live here on YouTube.
I can't. And, asking me a question, but I don't know what he said. I couldn't hear what he said.
What I was saying, how do you feel about them saying that Shelly Sterling was the number one Clipper fan?
We can share the number one Clipper fan. You know what? We are all fans. We are all super fans. Everybody just show they fandom in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Look at Big Baby Jonathan. He, you know, look at yourself. You know, y'all are fans of your teams. You know, you look at Daniel. He's a fan of his team. But we all show our fandom in different ways. It doesn't make you less of a fan.
Mm.
You know? It's just some fans are more boisterous than others. But this is my personality. I've been like this since the fourth grade.
Mm.
So this is not new to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always liked to have fun. I've always been the life of a party. So this is, you know.
Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, but, you know, being named number one fan, man. You know what? People name you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't name yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a celebrity, when you become a celebrity, your fans make you. People that care about you make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I can't, if people feel Shelly Sterling's the number one fan, she named herself the number one fan, but everybody know, people know. They, you know, they came up to me and they say, "Daryl, we all know." But I'm not going to sit up there and just voice to say she ain't not, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shelly wanted to be named the number one fan. Let her be named the number one fan. She's an mm-hmm. older lady now. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know when she, you know, let her have her fun too.
I just want to know what makes her the number one fan. Like, what does just, she do to be the number one fan?
She get a ring too if they win, so I don't understand.
She get three of them. She gets three of them.
That's, I read that. I was like, what? Really?
But how that's the like, hell? This yeah, dude made the best business decision ever, yo.
They like I don't like I guess that transaction is like do you know anything about like how they when they sold the team like I guess how they forced Donald to sell the team and then Shelly was able to do that like, how she pulled that off?
She ain't had nothing to do with it.
Oh, because she had full control over. She had yeah, she went to court and got him ruled as incompetent, and that you know that he had Alzheimer's. So now she gets to take over the estate, and she can make all the decisions now. So when that $2 billion number came up, she just sold it, you know. And she just said, "This is what I want. I want a ring. I want courtside seats, and I want to be named the Clippers' number one fan." That was it.
That's crazy.
Did she ever go to the game?
And Steve Ballmer said, "Okay, he didn't, you know." Yeah, she comes to most of them. She don't come to all of them, but she comes to most of them.
Hmm. How's she received?
You know, people used to look at her, you know, crazy, but, you know, like, I speak to her every time I see her. Give her a hug and everything, man. Hmm. I mean, we're all human, bro. We all make mistakes, man. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and judge them on how they treat it, you know? I mean, we probably know people that slumlords, that gets pay their own rent. They just ain't as popular as the Sterlings.
Mm.
So I don't never get caught up in judging somebody on how they do business. I judge people on how they treat me. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how people always say, "Hey man, hey don't mess with Clipper Daryl, man, because he ain't no good." You know, or you get that friend down the street, "Hey man, he burnt me over $100, man. You know, he ain't a good dude." But as long as that dude treats you good, you okay.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, I give everybody an opportunity to respect. See, that's why I'm respected by a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people come on my show, when people come talk to me, they say, "Man, you got sense." They say, "You know how to talk." Mm-hmm. They thought everybody at first, when they first saw me doing that Clipper Daryl stuff, everybody thought I was crazy.
Mm.
But when you have a conversation with me, you know, we can sit down, we laugh and talk and have a great time, man. This is fun for me, man. It's two places that I can forget about my problems, man. And everything is in church. Mm-hmm. Two places.
Mm-hmm.
And for them 2 hours that I'm there, I can forget about whatever I'm going through at home, you know, in my personal life, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my getaway. You know, mm-hmm. and when people realize sports is your getaway and not take it so seriously, see, like I laugh with you guys and we gonna agree to disagree. You ain't gonna agree with everything I say, I ain't gonna agree with everything you say. But at the end of the day, man, we gonna say good man, appreciate you, and it's over with. When I have to when you have to sit there and you have to argue with somebody about who you are, what type of fan you are, and all that. Those are just people that want to argue, man. You know, yeah, let's totally talk agree. About
100%.
To me, what makes you think this is going to be a Clipper town? You know, this is only my opinion. All four of us only have opinions. These are not facts.
Mm-hmm.
These are opinions that we have that we feel about our teams. That's it.
So let me ask you a question.
Conversation.
So Daryl, let me ask you a question. Opinion or fact? You think the Clippers is winning the title this year?
Fact.
Facts have to be backed up with evidence. Like, what kind of evidence do you have to support this fact?
Number two, Kawhi Leonard. Number 13, Paul George. Number 21, Patrick Beverley. Number 5, Montrezl Harrell. Number 23, Lou Williams. And don't forget, man, we got Landry Shamet, okay, on the bench. Now, come on, man. We got Doc Rivers. We got Doc Rivers as the coach. Anything else, man? We got Zubac, you know? And we got guys, everybody on that team will step up. We got 14 guys on this team that could come in and play any given minutes. Man, we got two teams. Mm-hmm. We got a first team and a second team. That's why this team is going to win it all. I'm telling you that right now. You heard it here. Mark it down. What's today's date? March 28th?
May 28th.
All right, Mark, write it down. May 28th. What time is it? 8:45.
Yep.
Clipper Daryl quotes, the L.A. Clippers will be holding up that Larry O.B. at the end of 2020.
I asked this man for facts. He gave me horse manure. I just don't understand. Like, I asked you for facts. You wasted 5 minutes of this broadcast giving us horse crap. I don't understand. What's up with this, man? Y'all hear this? I mean, I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, I asked for facts. There ain't no facts. This just you blowing smoke.
Hey, I'm sit back and relax and enjoy the clip show.
It's just funny. It's funny.
And Marcel Swiley, I'd be going out with Marcel Swiley too, man. He'll be talking too much too. So, well, we're gonna see, man.
I love Marcel, man. That's my guy.
We got LeBron James, AD, Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee. We got second team unit too, Caruso. So, Rondo, stop. KCP, stop. Danny Green.
Look at Daniel.
That's why I said that.
Listen, stop.
Just like how I said LeBron's nonsense. Top 5 Lakers of all time.
Yeah, man, Caruso.
Stop with the Caruso nonsense.
Say, man, he the secret weapon. Caruso.
He is the secret weapon.
He the secret weapon.
Hey, let's let Daniel explain.
Shamet, I'll take Shamet over Caruso any day, man. Mm-hmm. Shamet better, man. I like Caruso. I just think that, you know, he fans overrate him, and then he's going to let y'all down. And then we're going to have a podcast in August where you and you going to say, man, F him. He blew it.
I know. I'm going to be like, we just didn't get it done. No. I'm going to be on the podcast.
Jonathan, don't do that. You're a Laker fan. There's nothing subtle about that right now. There's nothing subtle about a Laker fan, okay? You will not be like, oh, we didn't get it done. You will be pissed. Don't do that.
Yeah, I would be pissed. I'll be pissed.
You ain't gonna be humble about it like you are right now.
It's a lot of pride with the Lakers, man. A lot of pride.
Hey, this is Big Baby Jonathan. We lose the playoffs. It's not gonna be nothing. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be perfectly fine. You got a great coupon? No, it ain't gonna go down like that. I already know it. It's gonna turn. It's gonna turn.
What about when the
Clippers? You got a great coupon.
It ain't gonna be like that, man. I already know how it's gonna go. Listen, I like Caruso, athletic player.
Yeah.
But I just think that he's just young. He's young. And he's like an old young because he's like 25. He's like 25. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand, like, look who the Clippers bench, look who's coming off the Clippers bench versus, you know, who, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to be interesting playoffs. Well, hold on. Where would the Clippers and Lakers meet? In the conference finals?
I want to meet them in the finals.
Well, the way the 16 teams that they can go to the championship,
but they got
to
get through Milwaukee though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried.
I think they can get through Milwaukee. They can defend. Yeah. Listen, Kawhi already got them. So
yep.
Yeah, we already know the blueprint on Giannis already. We got the blueprint on him.
Yeah, you
got
to wall him up.
Playoff basketball is totally different.
Yeah, for Giannis,
playoff basketball is always different.
Just like Dan Green's going to step up big time, like he did last year with Toronto.
Mm-hmm. You know,
just like Rondo's going to turn up too.
You get playoff Rondo. Rondo is different.
Yeah, and Dwight's healthy. He's going to bring the energy, man. You know,
he said playoff Rondo.
Playoff Rondo. You know about playoff Rondo?
Yeah. And then Paul George is going to put up a 5 points.
Who's going to bring the energy?
Dwight, Morris, Caruso. And I have to say, Corey, KCP is going to bring the energy defense-wise. Oh KCP, he's going to bring it.
You call him court case?
No, I said Corey. I said Corey.
Oh, I thought you said court case.
No.
I say damn.
I didn't say that. I said Corey.
Like, yo, you know what? Man. I'm high on KCP, yo. I like him personally.
KCP at all. I don't understand.
He just need he needs to. This is what KCP problem is. It's confidence. Yeah. He needs to go back to that Detroit Pistons version of himself.
Mm.
That's what he needs to do. Like when he used to shoot the three and he threw the money sign every time. He need to get that confidence back again. Mm. You know, like that's the KCP that's missing. I guess he's playing with LeBron or whatever, but like, hey, sometimes you gotta say F that, man. Like, you know what I mean? Get your confidence back. I'm a fan. I think he's good, man. I think he's legit. I think he's good.
But it's the big lights, man. It's the big lights. It's playing for the Lakers, putting that purple and gold jersey on, man. It's different. And I just don't feel like he has that confidence. I mean, he doesn't play a whole lot of defense. I mean, his jumper is suspect. You don't know what version of him you're going to get on a nightly basis. I wish they would have got rid of him in the trade deadline.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, though. I'd rather KCP and everything that you just said over Caruso. Like,
what?
He's more tried and true. Playoffs is different, bro. You think you could really trust Caruso in a playoff big playoff game?
Watch him give Caruso the ball to hit a
big shot. Imagine him against Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson and Caruso.
Forgot about the Clippers got Reggie Jackson.
And also we have Deion, and I know he hasn't played a game yet, but we also have Deion Waiters too.
Reggie Jackson.
He's big.
Hey man, you don't even know how you gonna fit in. Shut up.
Don't forget
Magruder.
We got a nice little team. Tell you the Clippers.
Who's gonna stop LeBron and AD?
Come on, man. Stop. We
are really, honestly. You mentioned them two names. The conversation is over. We say LeBron. We say AD. Top five in history.
Yeah.
The conversation is over. I don't care about nobody else.
Let me explain.
We don't care about nobody else on the roster.
You could never win a championship. You cannot win a championship with two players. You always have to have your role players, man. Yeah, you know, LeBron James and Anthony Davis cannot play 48 minutes for seven games. It cannot happen. I don't care who you are, okay? If you don't have your role players, if you don't have your players to go out there and get them rebounds, it ain't going to happen, man.
Just like the 2001, like you said, Shaq, Kobe, Big Shot, Rob, you know what I mean? Those guys, Derek Fisher, Rick Fox, you know?
Let me ask you.
Hold on, Corey. Hold on. I'm sorry, Darryl. I'm sorry. Corey, you said Anthony Davis and LeBron James top five in history of what?
In the NBA, they top five. They in there.
Oh my goodness.
Stay off the wheel.
Now LeBron top five.
Man,
LeBron top five,
man.
LeBron the top five. LeBron and AJ. No, he's staying in history. Like
you got to put them up.
Oh no, he ain't even in history.
No,
AD not even top 25 player in NBA history right now. Tripping. LeBron. LeBron three. LeBron
top. Laker history. Let's go. Laker history.
Oh, Laker history. No. Listen. No. Hell no. Listen. I'm not gonna let you. Listen. I'm gonna tell you right now. Nobody on that Laker team hit two big shots like my brother did. Nobody did a Phoenix, and then nobody did a Game 7.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My brother got a ring, and he hit two of the biggest shots in Lakers history.
Kobe passed him the ball.
And until then, LeBron, he can't be ranked higher than my brother. I'm sorry, AD. Okay. He can't be ranked higher than my brother yet. They didn't win. They didn't do nothing yet.
Okay, I'll take LeBron as the greatest Laker, one of the greatest top five, and I'll put Ron in.
You let him win. Y'all cannot do that, yo. Listen, let me tell you something about Laker Nation, okay?
Yeah.
Not Laker Nation, just the organization. That's an organization of class, yo. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it, what y'all get. Y'all have great bigs.
Mm.
Y'all have the best ensemble of big men ever. Even Carmelo, you play 1 year. Y'all still got him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a standard that y'all got a whole player to. You know what I'm saying? And even with the Lakers, how they are, how they keep their standards, like, players can't even get, like, big tickets. I remember even, like, Kobe couldn't even get tickets one game. An extra ticket. We're talking about Kobe here, the man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't get tickets. You know, like, the Lakers – the organization at, by themselves hold them as a standard. So when y'all say that LeBron James is the top five Laker of all time, I think y'all disrespecting the 80s Lakers, all those battles they did for the reason why y'all got 16 banners up there and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about this, man. Mm-hmm. We got to think about this now, you know? Like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron got to win. I'm sorry. This season,
yeah, he does.
This is his most important season of his career. He got to win right now.
They got to win. Saying?
He got to win. Y'all got to win this year. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to win.
But let me ask you, go ahead.
Hold on, let me finish. One before I go, before I let you go.
Okay.
All the Lakers stars has at least three titles, except for Wilt. Wilt got two.
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron, for even him to even be in a conversation, the minimum he got to get is two. For even being in a conversation. And like that's the standard that y'all gotta have. Just because he's on your team, that's cool. Y'all got him after all this time. Y'all got him. That's all cool. But the standard y'all still gotta have is always winning, and that's always what y'all been. Don't do that ever. I'm done. Stay off the weed.
Daniel, you like LeBron. What happened?
I'm a big LeBron.
You like LeBron.
Fan. Yeah, I'm a big LeBron fan. But hey, listen, my brother, game seven.
Yeah, he against Phoenix.
He hit that shot versus Boston.
Listen, my brother hit the biggest shot in Laker history, Laker Boston Finals history. And that's a fact. Listen, then he took two bad shots against Phoenix and hit the game winner. Stop it. LeBron, he got to step up and he got to get a title.
Ain't that what Ron said? He passed me the ball.
Somebody in the comments said win for Kobe. I think
that's my boy Donald. What's up, Donald?
I think that right there. That don't do that either. That's too much.
Okay.
That's too much pressure to be like, yo, you know, win for Kobe and stuff like that. Of course you want to win for Kobe. You know what I'm saying? But I say like that's a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, we're gonna go do this for Kobe. Listen, the Lakers are in prime position right now to win it all. Lakers, Clippers. Yeah. You know, if they do the 116 thing, I see the Lakers and Clippers in the finals. Like that's just how it is. That's how I see it. They do the 1-16 and the Clippers stay on that one side, the Lakers stay on the other side. I see a collision course. You know what I'm saying? The true battle of LA. You know what I'm saying? And but right now I don't think they shouldn't win do the whole win for Kobe thing. Don't give them that narrative and stuff like that. Let's leave that to the media. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's just about just get there. Just get that win.
Big baby, take us out, man.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Lakers Now. I want to thank Clipper Daryl, Daniel Artest, man. And do you have any final words, man? And before I let you guys go, you guys are the first two guests on our Lakers Now.
Salute.
Yeah. So, Clipper Daryl, where can they find you at, man? Because I'm going to put it all in the
comments. Much love, baby. Appreciate you for having me, man.
All right, Daryl.
Everything at Clipper Daryl, man. CLIPPER. DARRELL, man. Hit me up, baby. Let's talk basketball all day, every day.
Hey, you got to do it before you got to do old Laker fan just for the one time for the people watching.
You ready?
Yeah.
Old ready. Laker fan! I can't hear you!
All right, man, it's a pleasure you guys coming on, man.
Hey, much love, man. I appreciate you guys, man.
Absolutely.
Man, I had so much fun. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and don't forget, y'all can follow me at the Daniel Artest Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You know, also got the Facebook group at Daniel Artest Podcast. Just go search that group. Got the website, DanielArtest.com. Got some merch, too, as well. You know what I mean? I got the shirts popping. We bigger than basketball over here.
I purchased one last night.
I'll be on, salute to Big Baby Jonathan. Hey, Corey, I'm waiting for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Clipper, yeah, Darryl, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Too. You know, I will make a shirt in Clippers colors for you, Daryl. Just let me know. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
I need everything. Red or blue, baby. Red, blue, or white. That's all I take.
I got you. Don't even
worry about it. I wear nothing else.
I got you. You'll see exactly what I'm going to send you. You'll see it. But yeah, man, you know, hey, listen, at the end of the day, I just hope that everybody out there that's watching this is really staying safe at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that we are practicing, you know what I mean, our distance thing. So even though they opened up the states a little bit, let the first round pass. That's how I feel, man. You know what I mean? I just want everybody to be safe so we can celebrate, you know what I mean? Watch basketball together, have a good time, because, you know, it's a tough time, but hey, we here. And y'all can also, you know, follow me on, like I said, on Facebook. I always go lives on Tuesdays, and I talk about business and everything like that. You know, I got Ari Spears, a comedian, coming on next Tuesday on my show. And yeah, we just gonna have a good time and stuff like that. And that being said, I'm out. Thank you. Love is love. Namaste.
Salute.
Appreciate you guys, man.
You're out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.